Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seemed like low energy Harbs, though, based on the couple of cuts I've heard. I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know if he was like smiling. And
no, that's whatnot. What I told Nola this morning. It seemed like Harbs didn't want to be there. Oh. Like, that's the way it kind of seemed. He wasn't, you figure it's the end of mini camp, or, you know, and they're getting ready to go on vacation and do all this stuff. You'd be kind of excited. You know, the players, man, they're probably running out of there, yeah. You know, but Harbs was like, maybe sad because he wanted to keep practicing. I don't know, but it seemed like they had lost the game.
Well, sometimes Harbaugh, usually after a loss, like the Monday morning or afternoon press conferences, he kind of speaks more softly when he's in a somber mood. He was doing that there. He takes longer pauses, cut him out there, but just editing it, I mean, it was like, oh my God.
It dude, wasn't get to a the lot point. Of, that's a great question. Cordell, that's a great question. That's a great question. When he's feeling real good, that's a great question.
He's thinking, should have practice at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, could have got something that's going what on I said.
Instead of doing it during a monsoon.
When I walked out there, I walked in and, you know, I told Rachel, who's one of the PR people there, I said, Rachel, you know, it's lightning out there. She said, it is. We're going outside. I said, it's lightning. And then Chad Steele came in and told everybody no. And let me just say this. The new PR interns, outstanding. I talked to them all yesterday. And they said they would listen today because they weren't working today. Holly, you know, she's from California. She's amazing. You'll meet her, Bob, when you go out to practice. Holly's great.
If I'm allowed.
Yeah. And
can I leave?
And then there's another one. I call her Purdue. I told her, I said, I'm not good at names.
Is she a chicken?
She went to Purdue.
Oh, okay.
So I call her Purdue. And then a new guy who replaced Dan, who left this past year, they hired him. I call him Pittsburgh because he came from the Steelers. So, you know, so if you guys are listening, Patrick and Tom and, you know, and Maricel, they're spectacular, those people out there.
Look at Vinny doing what Vinny does best. But let's get back to Zach Orr, though, the growth over 18 months.
Yes.
I mean, he had Dean Pease. We've gotten into this. Now you got Chuck Pagano coming in. Is this just a happy coincidence, or is this by design? And, you know, Zach Orr is a guy that is sharp as a, you know what. So he knows what the hell he's doing. But I guess it's always good to have sort of that that veteran mentor influencer sort of guy. And Pagano coming in as the secondary grand poobah. But always good to have a veteran voice there.
There's no question about it, Bob. And I think they found that out. And I think they realized, you know, when they started. Because, I mean, we talked about it when they hired him. And you looked at the staff. There was nobody with experience on there. And we're wondering, you know, who is Zach bouncing stuff off of? You know, and I guess it had to be Harbs or whatever. Then, you know, after all the chaos throughout the first, what, 4 or 5 games and the miscommunications and all those kind of things, then they brought in Dean Pease and you know, and Zach. Zach probably was able to use Dean. And Harbs, I'm sure. What are you seeing, Dean? What you got to fix? What's the problems? You know, because Zach's young. And he's probably swimming, you know, because my defense is playing bad. You know, I mean, Harbs probably, you know, everybody's asking him a million questions. And, you know, it's probably difficult. This year, probably easy. You know, he's got Chuck there, you know, and he's been through it. You know, and his defense at the end of the season was one of the best defenses in the league. So that's got to give him a ton of confidence, feel good. And then you got Chuck there. If you got any questions, you can bounce that off of. You know, and they changed a bunch of coaches, you know, linebacker coach, secondary coaches. So they brought in more experience in there. So I think it's a good mix, and he's got good players. He's got good players, and he's, you know, and I don't know Zach Orr, but from listening to the players and everybody, he's a motivational type guy, you know, and they trust him because he's a player, and they believe in what he tells them, and I guess he doesn't BS them. You know, he tells them what he sees, you know, and players, they like that, you know, because he's honest with them. He doesn't, you know, talk bad to the media and stuff about his players. No, he understands what he needs to do. So I think year one to year two, just like a player, he feels so much better. Like when he's going on vacation now, Bob, it's like, okay, I can relax a little bit.
Hey, before we get a call in real quick, Marlon Humphrey said all along the scheme was fine.
Yeah.
They just weren't executing. Well, they brought in Dean Pease, but they tweaked a couple of personnel things, too, that
they
turn things around.
Yeah, because listening to Marlon, you know, he was talking about we had to simplify things because we couldn't operate, you know, so we had to go back to the base and just do very simple things because we couldn't do the complicated things, you know. So, I mean, they were – that's – are you asking your players to do things they can't do? I guess they were.
Time for a call. Nolan McGraw? Yes, let's go to Baltimore. It's Trippy. Trippy, what's up? Whoa.
Hey, Bob and Vinny, what's going on? Hey, Bob, I want to apologize on national, TV, on radio, yeah, but I did call you.
Sure.
You,
call me Vinny.
I know.
And I Clint Eastwood in it, too. I said, right. Don't you ever call me Vinny again.
Hey, Clint, man, you know, I ain't been down Pickles in a while. So,
I mean, I haven't changed that much.
Right. But I wanted to talk about the Jair Alexander pickup. I feel like it's a great pickup, you know what I mean? But can we be honest, though? Like, it still won't come down to the players. We're going to see if they locked in, like, if they really want it bad enough. Because it don't matter who EDC put out there. To be honest with you, they can go sign Jalen Ramsey. If that pass rushing ain't up to date, all right, it's going to be the same thing. But I like the moves he's making. That can tell that we surge this year. So, like I said, week one, week four, that's the two games I'm looking for. We can win them two games. I think we get another AFC championship game at the bank. But, hey, man, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, though, man. Y'all have a great Friday Eve.
Yeah, see you down at Pickles next week. It's going to be hot down there. And we had Chris Boombacha on yesterday, Vinny, when you were gone. And he said Alexander, if healthy, is one of the top five cornerbacks in football. But if health.
I mean, when I look at his stats, Bob, over the last 4 years, he's played 4 games, 16, 7-7. And when he's healthy, he's been to the Pro Bowl, you know, but he hadn't been healthy the last 3 out of the 4 years. So if they get a healthy Jair Alexander, they got a hell of a player, you know. But the last 2 years, he's played 7 games.
It's 5881057 The Fed. When we come back, Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com. Talk about what's happening down on the farm with the Birds of Baltimore here in this now late June, I guess. Whip around 11:15. NBA Finals resume tonight. We'll talk about that. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, talk about last night's disaster in Tampa and trying to at least get a split in this series. But now, Stola McGraw. Then we got news from the Nest coming up at 12. We got a lot to get into, and we will. We're going to hear from Harbs. We're going to hear from T-Martin. We're going to hear from Marlon Humphrey. We're going to hear from a lot of people. Vinny's intel for being there for the last 2 days. And up on lunch at 1, Mike Harmon at 1:30. So it's a busy Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That starts now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.